Today's mitzvah is mitzvah Samach Zayin, mitzvah 67. As we continue with the two mitzvahs here, three mitzvahs really in the middle of Mishpatim, this week's parasha related to halvah. So yesterday we had the mitzvah saseh of lending money, and today we have the mitzvah lo saaseh that goes along with that, as the Chinuch titles it, shelo nitva chov me'ani, she'en lo b'mel afroa. We're not allowed to collect demand money from a poor person if he does not have what to pay. So just two or three points related to the general Hava issues again, which could have been said yesterday, could have been said today. And that is number one. If you look in the smock, we did not mention the Shita yesterday. Yesterday we mentioned the Abarbanel, but the smock we have in the Rishonim, the Sefer Mitzvahs Katan, in Reish Mem Tes. He says there's a mitzvah to lend money to an ani, but the pasuk that he quotes is not our pasuk. He quotes Vaha'aveta Avitenu De Machsara Sheyachsar Lo. The pasuk in Dvarim Perek Tesvav, you have to give him everything that he is lacking. And then he quotes the Gemara in Ksubis that says that if you want to give somebody tztaka and he doesn't want to take it, give it to him, fake him out. Say it's a loan. Say it's a loan and really don't ever collect it. But say it's a loan. That's the mitzvah of halva'a according to the smock. Meaning, a regular loan according to the smock does not seem to be a mitzvah. It's specifically a halva'a, lahavos la'ani, as part of, in its stucca way. It's part of the mitzvah of stucca. But a regular loan where you're going to get it back. So we had that at Barbanel yesterday, in the Achronim, but here's a Rishon. Here's a Rishon. The smock says, because lending money, that's business. That's a chay, it's a chesed. But a specific mitzvah? No. A specific mitzvah is where you give the money, give the halva'a as stucca. Related to that as well, just one or two other points related to loans. And that is, we mentioned the sheet of the chinuch of the Rambam yesterday that have two mitzvahs. Halva'a is one, and stucca is a separate one. So the question is, the mitzvah samelach, Rabbi Samet and his sefer asks, why do you need a separate mitzvah for halva'a? Well, if it's a form of stucca, it's a form of stucca. Wait, is it a separate mitzvah of lending money? Might even be less. It's just a detail in stucca. Somebody needs something, so you give it to them, and they're going to pay it back. The Rambam had the 8 levels of stucca, as we spoke about yesterday. The highest level, giving somebody a job. Is there a separate mitzvah to give somebody a job? Hakim takim imo. All 8 levels, they're generally stucca. So we need a separate mitzvah for the mitzvah of halva'a. So the mitzvah melech suggests by giving a mashal. He says a mashal, the Rambam says in Hilchas Avel, mitzvahs aseh shel divreihem levaker cholim lenachem aveilim, we've quoted this Rambam. It's a mitzvah derabanan, to visit the sick, to comfort the mourners, lahachnas akala, to go to a wedding, to go al tzarchei kvura, ve'elu gemilas chasadim shebegufo, and then he adds, afal pi shekol mitzvahs elu midivreihem, harehem bechlau ve'atlo recha kamocha. They're all mitzvahs derabanan, but within the larger rubric, title of Yahatl Recha Kamocha. So ask the mitzvah samelach. He quotes this from Rav Yosef Dov Soloveitchik. I'm not sure which one he's talking about. If he's quoting the Rav, or he's quoting another one in the family, but let's assume it's one of the Soloveitchiks. He says, what's the difference if it's a mitzvah derabanan and it's a klun of Yahatl Recha Kamocha. Just, we know Yahatl Recha Kamocha. Is there anything you do nicely for your friend? So he says, no. It's the nafkaminas lin yedid kedima. If you have two mitzvahs in front of you to do, two chasadim, one was mandated and enacted by the rabbis, and another one was not. It's a stam nice thing to do. So which do you do first? You do the one that the Rabbanan told you to do. Because that was already formulated and enacted. So if we didn't kedima, that's why it makes a difference. That all of these, if you have bikur cholim to do versus, I don't know, some other act of chesed, that's not recorded in this list. So then, Rav Soloveitchik said that do the mitzvah that was enacted by the Rabbanan. So he suggests that maybe it's the same thing here. Without a separate mitzvah, you would have thought if two people come to ask you for tzedakah, one's asking you for a matana, a regular tzedakah, one's asking you for a loan, you would have thought whatever you want, do first. Maybe the reason that the Torah goes out of its way to say it's a mitzvah of halva'a is to teach me you do that one first. You do the halva'a first, because that's the highest level. You don't make him feel bad. If you have two, din kedima. Even though the mashal is on a derabana level, this is on a daraisa level, that's his suggestion. Fine. And one final point related to halva'a, which I did not get to mention yesterday, and that was in the continuation of Avas Chesed. If you mentioned the whole first chelik of Avas Chesed, it's all about halva'a. You would think that he should talk about stucca, he should talk about other gemilas chesed, but instead he talks about halva'a. So later on in the piece about lending in Perek Yud Beis, this is what we would call a fridge Chafetz Chaim. It's got to be on the fridge, right? Listen to the words of the Chafetz Chaim. It says the Chafetz Chaim, ki ha-mitzvah u-ma'od tzarech li-zaher. It says in Perek Yud Beis. It's worth it just to buy Avas Chesed for this page. Ki ma'od tzarech li-zaher, shelo yechzer lo midas ha-chesed afilu yom echad mi-yemei chayav. We shouldn't have one day in our life that goes by without a chesed. Just like kfiyas itim, so to this lending. That's what he's talking about. Because ematazi b'sefer hashar kedush lor chayim vital, the star pupil of the Arizal, shahadam tzarach lehis onin b'chol yom b'leimar oily shahalach hayom b'li Torah ugemilas chesed. We have to look at our. Did I learn something today? Did I do a chesed today? That's what we have to look at. V'inyanahu, ki koach ha-kedusha nishlam ha-yidei shloshes ha-amudim. Our kedusha is completed with three amudim. Torah, avodim, gemilas chesed. We wouldn't go a day without davening. We wouldn't go a day without learning another level. We can't go a day without chesed. Go a day without chesed. And says the Chafetz Chaim, and that's the only one we could really be do in a perfect manner now. Many Sfarim and sources say this. Avod, the ultimate avod is davening, but along with karbanis. The ultimate Torah is when we have Nevi'im and Moshe Rabbeinu. So those two we can't even do perfectly today. Chesed. We could do chesed exactly the same as was done in all time in history. That's why they say, well, we end the bracha of the first bracha Shemana Esrei, bracha Hashem, Magin Avram, because Avram is Amud HaChesed. That's forever. B'chach Osman, Rashi says, at the beginning of Lech Lecha. And then he quotes, the Herachnu b'chol zeh, why do I talk about this at length? La'akar ha-ta'us, shenishtabshu ba'iz anashim, to uproot the mistake that people make. Shechoshvin, they think, shemeachar, sh'asa, pamachas, gemilos chesed, le'izeish, yotza b'zeh kamashvuas. When I helped him out 2 weeks ago. What are you talking about? I was Yotzei Mechiev. Av sheish b'kocho lazos otovos l'shar anashim. Ki im b'cho yom b'yom yimei chayev. Emas ha'ishir esayim ilo mitzvah zos, m'chuyev lasosa. V'afilu kama pamim b'yom. That's the Chafetz Chaim. We can't go to sleep every night. I was sort of a Rebbe who, before he went to sleep at night, it wasn't a Rebbe, it was actually a balabas. Before he went to sleep at night, he says, I didn't do enough chesed today. He wrote out a check. Before he went to sleep, it wasn't enough. You can learn a Mishnah before you go to sleep. You can write out a check if you had your Seder. So he had that, but this is one of the chasadim that we're talking about, and that is the lending. So this specific Isser says the chinuch shenimnanu milatvoa hachov min halove. We are withheld, right? We are not allowed to go claim that the lova should pay me back, even if it's at the time that it's due. But a sheneda sheina yachol lefra chovo lefishenlo. Right, you're not allowed to go before the loan is due. So obviously we're talking about when the loan is due. If you know he doesn't have, you can't go. You're going to make him feel bad. He knows. He knows you have a loan. He knows he owes you the money. So if you thought he forgot, okay, somehow say, just remember. But asking for the money, knowing that he doesn't have, that is a separate iser. Shenemar lo siya lo kenosha. As the pasuk says, the same pasuk. Imkesa talves ami, if you lend money to my nation, we spoke all about the drushes yesterday, es ha'ani imach, to the poor, lo siya lo kenosha, you shouldn't be a biter. Shouldn't be a biter to him. Lo sasimin olav nesha. Right? And you shouldn't lend him with interest. As we'll talk more tomorrow. Vida ki zos hamania tichlo gamke shlo lahalvos ribis liyisrael. This also includes lending with ribis, as we'll talk more about tomorrow. But that is the iser of try to collect when one doesn't have. Mishashi a mitzvah, the shorash of the mitzvah, as we know, likvos lana midas ha-chesed, v'chanina v'chemla, as he said before, to teach a person chesed, as we spoke about yesterday, it's not so much about the recipient, but it's about the person himself. The lender becomes a ba'al chesed, not just the giving, but he becomes a giver. U'kesheyu kavuos lanu, the more mitzvahs that we have, and the more custom that we make, azniya re'uyim l'kabalas ha-tova, we will be roy to get the tova of Hashem, v'yushlam chefetz Hashem yizbarach banu. Hashem wants to give us goodness in this world and the next world. If you just look at the Rashbam. The Rashbam on the pasuk just has a beautiful way of just reading the pasuk. Pashup shat. But just the Rashbam just adds. Im kesef tal. It's yesterday's mitzvah, today's mitzvah. Im kesef tal ve'es ami. If you lend money es ha'ani imach to a poor person. Lo siya lo kenosha. What is that referring to? Says the Rashbam, ki shiagia zman milve ligvos al tidchak oto lakachas mashkon kidachsi vahanoshe balakachas v'chulu. Don't be like a noshe. I mean, don't say, well, you don't have money, give me something. That's one idea, one attitude that we might have. Next phrase, lo sisima av nesha. Okay, you could keep it, but you got to pay interest now because you can have money for a longer time. So the two phrases in the pasuk, says the Rashbam, is referring to two different reactions that we might have once we get there. We can't do either one. Either one, making the person feel bad, we have to make sure that we have the proper attitude. Okay. Midini ha-mitzvah, continuing, some of the laws of the mitzvah, mash'arim z'chorna lavracha, minan l'noshim ha-chaver amana v'yodea she'in lo sh'asur lav or alav. How do you know that if your friend doesn't have that, you're not allowed to pass by? Sh'ne'amar lo siya lo kenosha. You cannot be like a biter, a noshe. 2 points on this pasuk. Number one, the language of the chinuch is asur la'avar lefanav. The halacha is, and the chinuch quotes it, and the Rambam quotes it, that let's say I go to, I'm not gonna ask him for the loan. I'm just gonna walk by him. I'm going to walk by him and kind of have some body language. Kind of have him just, I'm just going to walk by just to, I'm not going to say a word. It's an issa d'oraisa. That's also included. You don't have to use words. You don't have to, can I please have my money? It's asur. The Rambam says, Nuchas Malve Velove, an Aleph Gimel. Asur la adam la haros la balchovo, bizman she yodeya she ainlo. Afilu lavar alov. Even just to pass by in front of him. Shelo yafchidu. Right, so he doesn't become scared. He thinks you're coming. Oh, yachlimu, or it's embarrassing. Right, so if you embarrass somebody like this, there's lo sirtzach, as we said. Right, it's embarrassing somebody is included in that somewhat. And this one, avo bishenu tovo, even though you don't say a word. If I know it's going to make him uncomfortable, and I do a dafka for that, if I happen to meet him on the street, what could I do? To make him feel as comfortable as possible. But if not, that's the language of the chiddich here, asur laver alav. And that's what the Rambam says, vein sarach lomar im tovo. He says, the same type of Isra applies. If I go to you, you can't pretend you don't have the money, if you have it. So it's really parallel. I can't go and collect from you if I know you don't have it. You can't deny the money if you do have it. That's the sugyas of Shvuas HaPikadon, which we'll get to by the Shem in Parshas Vayikra. I gotta get it. That's what he says. And if you look at the Lecha Mishnah here, Lecha Mishnah says maybe there's two levels because this is Aser, but it's not included. Mamish in the Aser, says the Lecha Mishnah right here. Even though the Gemara also learns out that you're not allowed to even walk by when it comes to this Aser. Sounds like for the Rambam, it's not on the same level. Does this mean Durabanan? Does this mean just an Isser, a lower level Isser Daraisa? That is not clear, but that's the Lecha Mishnah. You're not going to him. You're not approaching him. So, it's a discussion whether it is exactly Usser or not, the same way as if you said to him. Number one. The other discussion here is, we said twice already, the Yodea She'en Lo. I know that he doesn't have. What if I'm not sure? What if I'm a Supik? I don't know if he has. If I know for sure he has, then I could go. What if I'm not sure? That's what the Minchas Chinuch discusses. In the middle of Os Aleph, in the middle of the paragraph, B'safik Yom Yeshlo. See that? V'nira Pashut. Tahalav Hu Emein Lo. The Lav is if he does not have. V'imamal V'imisupik Yom Yeshlo. Gamkin Asol Tzvam Misafik. Amazing. So the Minchas Chinuch should be also Aser. Why? Safik Daraisa L'chumra. Right? It's a Safik. Safik Daraisa. So you usually have to go to L'chumra. Safik Daraisa. If you're not sure, you can't go. Maybe Daraisa made the Rabbanan. What does that refer to? That's the Machlokas, Rambam and other Rishonim. First Shmaitza, Shmaitza Aleph, discusses this, Machlokas. Most Rishonim say, Safik Daraisa L'chumr means Daraisa. On a Daraisa level, if I have a piece of meat, I'm not sure if it's kosher or not. Not sure. So Safik Daraisa, I'm not sure if it's Nevela. Safik Daraisa L'chumr. So most Rishonim assume that that piece of meat is Usur Daraisa to me because of Safik. But who argues? That's the sheet of the Rambam. The Rambam in Hilchos Tumas Meis, it's a famous shita. Savik Daraisa Lachumra is itself in mit din Darabanan. Mi Daraisa, Savik Daraisa Lakula. Mi Darabanan, they said, no, you have to be machmir by Yisveka Daraisas. What's the svara for that? What's the svara for that? So if you look in the Asmin Daraisa, Rabbi Yosef Engel and Klau Hay, he says, Venir Lady Sadiliash, you know what the svara for the Rambam is? Mishim de Svirale, Tahatora lo Dibra Rachmi Yadia Sadam. The Torah is telling you 365 things you can't do when you know for sure. Ukisha Kasva Nevela, when the Torah says don't eat Nevela, Lo Tochlu, Kiv Nabazeshim, Teda Shabazu Nevela, Azlo Tochlenu. It's Nevela, don't eat it. But if you don't know it's Nevela, Torah never answered it. Ukshenu yodeshu Nevela mizelo dibra Torah. The Rabbanan came along and answered it. Says this, this is the machlokas that the Minchas Chinuch is referring to here. Kuchol sveka daraisa de lachumru o min haTorah mi derabanan. Before we go on, it's a fascinating, Rabbi Yosef Engel in that piece, in Asvid daraisa klal hay, says he thinks this machlokas between Rambam and other Rishonim is really a machlokas amorayim. Machlokas of Yochanan and Reish Lakish. Where in the Gemara in Shas does it talk about this something daraisa lachumra? Daraisa derabanan? He quotes the Gemara in Mesechus Krisus. We haven't learned Krisus recently enough. We haven't chazered it. Karisa stop your chesma base. The Gemara there says, Ba'ochel shnei zeisei chela b'zachar zeh. I eat a piece, a kezayis of treif, and then I eat another kezayis of treif. In between, I realize that I might have eaten a kezayis of treif earlier. If I eat a kezayis of treif, and then I realize in the middle that I ate another one, that's for sure two aveiros. It's two karbanas. But what if I didn't know in between for sure? I just ate two. It's also one aveir. So it's all mitznayif. But what if I had a yedia safik in the middle? I wasn't sure. I realized that I might have eaten treif. So does that break up the two kezayisim? Is yedia safik, does that break it up? That's the machlokas. Says Rabbi Yochanan, Ein yedia safik machlokas lachatos. Rabbi Yochanan says, no, it doesn't break it up. The yedia safik lav shmei yedia. Vavi halamechon. It's like one. Just because you know something besafik is not called the yedia. For a shlokas svira, I know. Demachlekes, demachlekes. The yedia safik shmei yedia. It does break it up. Says Rabbi Yosef Engel, what's this machlokas about? Knowledge of a doubt. Is that called knowledge? It's exactly our point. Safik d'oraisa. Does the Torah say that suffix, the Torah acknowledges that's like a knowing that it's usher? So then that's the sheet of Rovi showing him. But the Rambam says no. The Rambam would say that's not called knowledge. Like Rabbi Yochanan. Right? So therefore, suffix yedi is not called a suffix. Okay, anyway, that is Rabbi Yosef Engel. That's a huge discussion of suffix d'oraisa l'chumra, d'oraisa d'rabanan, the first shmaitza, and that piece. But then, so that's what the Minchas Chinuch says here. L'chumra, I would say, even if I'm not sure if he has money or not, should be also for me to go. But then he says, maybe it's not true. Maybe even if I'm besafek, I should be allowed. This isn't regular Safek D'oraisa L'chumra. Why? Because nobody ever knows for sure what's in the other guy's wallet. Does anybody ever know for sure? V'ksas sorachin ol shulchan aruch. V'efshar da Torah lo asra klal b'ein yodea. Maybe specifically here, the Torah never asked if it was a safek. Ki ein adam yodea matmonosav shel chaveiro. A person never really knows exactly what their friend has in their bank account. V'imkein barov pa'amim lo yitvenu. Most of the time, we don't know whether our friend has enough money. So you're going to tell me most of the time this is our isa? So Pashto says the Minchas Chinuch that this isn't a case of Savi Daraisa. Alkein Nisar Klarap Yodei Sheinlo. Pashto's take the words of the Shulchan Aruch and the Chinuch and the Rambam at face value only if you know for sure. If you're besafek l'chorid's mutter. That's what he says in his suggestion. Okay, Viter. Let's continue a little bit. Says the Minchas Chinuch. Says the Chinuch. V'nohekat b'skarim v'kevus b'chamakom v'chosman. This mitzvah applies to men, to women, always. Va'over alev atove hava'aso l'chaveiro. Somebody violates and is toveya. V'yodeya she'en lo. Again, he keeps repeating that. And he knows that he does not have a tovo k'dei l'saro. And he's toveya him purely to make fun of him, to insult him. Over alav zeh. He violates v'ku'over al mitzvah samelach. Right? It's a violation. Two other issues to bring up. Number one, 3 points, if we have time. Is there the Gemara in Ksubis? Let's start with that. The Gemara in Ksubis tells us we have focused so far in this mitzvah on the attitude of the collector. What about the attitude of the payer, of the borrower? The Gemara in Ksubis on Daf Pei Vav says Prias Balchov mitzvah. It's a mitzvah to pay back a loan. Yes, it's an aveir for me to go if he can't collect, but it's Prias Balchov mitzvah. It's not counted as one of the 613. So where do you have Prias Balchov mitzvah? Where do you have that? What is it implied at all from our pasuk? So look what does Rashi there say? Prias b'chol mitzvah. Rashi ksubis peivav and aleph. He said this is based on a pasuk in Kiseitse. What is it? Mitzvah olav lefarachova ula ameis dvarav. Dechsiv hin sedek shehin shelchad sedek v'lav shelchad sedek. No, you got to make sure your weights and measures are perfect. So if you have somebody's money, then your weights and measures are weighted towards you. And therefore, you have to pay back. That's the source for Prias Balchov Mitzvah. That's what Rashi says. Says the Ritva, we never find that in Chazal anywhere. Chazal used that pasuk for something else. So the Ritva there in Ksubas Tevav says a different shot. No, it's a different pasuk that teaches it me. What is it? V'ha'isha shera tanoshebo, also in Kiseitse, yosiyah lechazavo tachutza. When you go to ask somebody to pay back a loan, so the halacha is that you're not allowed to go into their house and take a collateral. You have to wait for him to come out and give you a collateral. But what does the pasuk say? He brings you out a collateral. He gives you something. So that's the mitzvah, Prias Balchov mitzvah. If you look in the Mordechai right here in Ksuba says, what do you mean? Lo sigzol! A separate pasuk for hinshalcha. It's a pasuk of those things. I know how to steal. What are you talking about? You need another pasuk. Maybe if it's yisomim, you need a special pasuk. But pashas, every case lo sigzol, which relates to why didn't he say lo signov? Why did he say lo sigzol? What do you say, lo sigzo? So this is something we discussed at least twice already in the Shiurim, and that is Reb Chaim's Chiddush, that the difference between Gneva and Gezela is Gneva focuses on the Maisa, while Gezela focuses on the Hefsid Mammon. And here, there is no Maisa. You borrow the money, there is no Maisa. So that's why it's lo sigzo and not lo signov, because fits in beautifully to that Reb Chaim. There is a machlokas between the Ksos and the Nesivis, you can write it down in Simen Kuf Tzadik. Is there a mitzvah to pay back before he comes to collect? If the Malva never comes to me, is there a mitzvah to pay back? Priyas Bachol mitzvah. So is that only when he comes? That's a machloka between the Ksos and the Nesivis. The Ksos says, no, there's no mitzvah. And the Achronim say, you know why? Why isn't there a mitzvah? Is there a mitzvah? I know I owe him the money. Why is there a mitzvah? So Priyas Bachol mitzvah. Don't you have to do that? Put yourself into a situation of a mitzvah. So some Achronim, so the Rasha Weiss and others, link this to the machloka, to the issue that we discussed in various Shurim in the past about long-term and short-term view of mitzvahs. Machlokas, well, the machlokas in the Chacham Tzvi and the Radvaz. The Radvaz has a tshuva, somebody can get out of jail once a year. He's in jail, one day a year he could get out. So, what does he pick? Does he pick today? Get out of jail today. Or does he pick Rosh Hashanah? Wait till it's a big day. So the Radvaz says, wait, the Chacham Tzvi says, I forgot which one says which, I have to look it up again, I have it here. Says the Radvaz, Klal, Hilka, Hamitzah, Rishon, Shetavol, Yadosh, Yev, Shalasos, Vuchav, Bezos, Shurim, Kodemis. Just wait, just do it right away. First mitzvah, says the Chacham Tzvi, no. Do you take a short-term view or long-term view of mitzvahs? Or the other discussion we had in the Stechemet, right? If somebody could fast one day a month, the doctor says if he fasts one day a month, he won't be able to fast the next day. So does he fast on Tzom Gedalia, knowing that he won't be able to fast on Yom Kippur? Or no, wait till Yom Kippur. Long-term, short-term view of mitzvahs. So some say that's the basis of the Ksos. The Ksos says, yeah, it's a mitzvah, but when you come, it's a mitzvah. I don't have to jump the gun. It's only a mitzvah when you come in and toveya. So some, the Menachas Asher in his piece on Mishpatim, relates to that. But others say no, it's based on other items. Maybe one other point, and that is, this is one of the mitzvahs related to tzedaka, relates to something that we discussed yesterday, and also 2 weeks ago, so I'll relate to it now. We know that we mentioned a few weeks ago that osik b'mitzvah, patur min a mitzvah, applies to the mitzvah of tzedaka, or the mitzvah of lending money. Right, let's say, right when we spoke about it by Hashavas Aveda in the midst of Shomer Sachar, if right when I'm picking something up for somebody, the Gemara says, at that moment, if an Ani would have come and asked for a loan, I would be putter. I would be putter for giving him a loan. And therefore, somebody who's holding on to an Aveda is considered a Shomer Sachar. Because he got benefit from the dollar that he could have saved that he didn't have to give by doing the mitzvah. So we didn't deal with it then, but the question that is asked is that right here, this is an Issa Daraisa. There are lavim associated with Sukka too. So how is it possible that Osik B'mitzvah paters Sukka? Osik B'mitzvah only allows you to do violate assays, los assays? So again, this is a big question. I'll just give one answer. And that is the stipler. The stipler is quoted as saying that the only Isurim related to Sukka are only ones that you're violating because you want to violate, not because you're involved in a mitzvah. If you're involved in a mitzvah, then memela, there's no iser. So that is how the disciple gets out of it, but that has to do with, this is also one of the losas says that have to do with tzedakah. There are other answers to that question, so we will have to do it at a later date, though. Okay, well, to stop here, tomorrow we'll talk about the third of the set that has to do with halva, and that's the first iser, there'll be a few of them, related to ribbis.